mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. We begin this Advent season, or on the first Sunday of Advent, 2 weeks ago, as we began this season of Advent, we sang what is probably the iconic of all Advent hymns. O come, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel. It is an Advent hymn, and it expresses what is probably the deepest and most important theme of Advent, that sense of yearning, desire that Jesus will come, come to us. O come, Emmanuel. As you may know, the word Emmanuel means God with us. In Hebrew, God with us. Come, God, to be with us. Come, Jesus, be with us. That yearning, that desire that God will come is the overarching theme of Advent. And although the mood is a little bit different, the collect that is appointed for this third Sunday of Advent expresses the same hope. Stir up your power and come, we pray. Come among us. Stir up your power and come. Come to us. Come be with us. As important as that sentiment is, that yearning that we name this time of year, and as much as I long for Jesus' light and hope to be born anew in my heart this season, I'd like to propose another Advent refrain, a variation on O come, Emmanuel. Not to put aside that personal yearning, but as we think about that refrain, as we hear those words, O come, Emmanuel, perhaps we can associate with them another set of words. Words that would be, O go, Emmanuel. Actually, you'd have to switch up the Hebrew in Emmanuel, but that's too complicated. O go, Emmanuel, God be with them. Go, Jesus. Go, be born in the hearts of them. You are needed there. Be born in the heart of him or her, or among those people where I know that you are needed. O go, Emmanuel. As we yearn for Jesus, might we also pray, O go, Emmanuel. Go where? There is always, it seems, so much distress in the world around us, it is easy to say that Jesus is needed everywhere, among us and everywhere, and of course he is. And yet the task I prayerfully set myself and invite you to pursue is a bit more specific. Go, Jesus, I pray. Go to him, him, the one whom I name. Go to her, my neighbor. Go to that street corner where poverty fuels addiction and despair. Go to that community, that particular community that is struggling to establish justice in their midst. Go to the specific people, the specific places. where I pray for your presence to be made real. Isaiah tells us what it is that Jesus brings. The passage, the Old Testament passage that we heard today from Isaiah, is quoted by Jesus later in the temple when he claims these words for himself. The one who comes, Isaiah tells us, comes to bind up the brokenhearted, to provide for those who mourn. This year, Jesus, go. Oh, go, Emmanuel, go to those who mourn. Go, be born in their hearts, be with them. Bring them hope and comfort. Those whom we name, the brokenhearted who mourn this winter. Isaiah says that the one who is coming to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners. There are many who are captive among us in our world today. Poverty imprisons many. Consumerism and ambition are their own sort of captivity when they take hold of our lives. There are, of course, places in our world where human beings are still literally, physically enslaved. Who do you care about, particularly, who is captive? Pray that Jesus may go there. Oh, go, Emmanuel, go be born there. Where do you see injustice? Where is that real in your experience? Go, Emmanuel, go bring God there, that righteousness and justice may be born anew. Isaiah also talks about how the one who is coming will bring restoration and growth. Go, Emmanuel, go to those who are broken and need to be restored. Go to those whose lives who have become dormant and need to be brought back to life. Go to the young who just happen to be young and have growth ahead of them. Go, be a part of that growth, that they may grow into lives that are fruitful and rich. Go, Emmanuel. Where would you send Jesus to be born this year? As we pray and as we sing, O come, Emmanuel, into our lives and into our hearts, let us also pray, go, go, Emmanuel, go, God, be born there with him or her or them. God doesn't really need our direction, of course, to know where to be born. And yet it is a good prayer for us in this season that we pray for Jesus to be born where he is needed. I was reminded this week of a comment of a quote that is attributed to Mother Teresa about prayer. She is reported to have said, and I don't remember where I heard this, it's a good quote whether she said it or not. Mother Teresa is reported to have said, I used to think that the purpose of prayer was to change God. Now I know that the purpose of prayer is to change me. The purpose of prayer is not to change God, but to change me, to change us. So as we pray for Jesus to go, we are not offering that prayer because God needs directions to find out where to go. We are not offering that prayer to change Jesus' heart, to change God's heart, so that he might love these people whom he didn't love before. He loves them now. We pray that prayer so that we might be changed. So that we might be changed to become more fully the hand and the voice of Jesus in our world today. As we pray for Jesus to go, be born where he is needed to bring comfort and justice and freedom and growth, In that prayer, may we be transformed so that our feet will take us to those places. Isaiah also says somewhere else, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring words of peace and comfort and hope. We pray so that we might be transformed to bring the birth of Jesus to the neighbor, to the street corner, to the community that needs the grace-filled love of God. Sometimes when a person is baptized, we take a candle. It's not a universal custom, but sometimes when a person is baptized, we take a small candle and we light it from the Paschal candle, from the big Christ candle, the light of Christ. We take that candle and we light it and we give it to the newly baptized and say, receive the light of Christ as a sign that you have passed from darkness into light. Shine as his light in the world to the glory of God. Be the bearer of the light of Christ into the world. Shine with the light of Christ in the midst of this world's darkness. So as we yearn and pray for Jesus coming among us, that we may know again the birth of light and hope in our lives, let us pray that that is not the end of the story. Come, Emmanuel, come. Come, Emmanuel, that we may go. Come to us, that we may go. Be bearers of the light of Christ into the world. Come, Emmanuel, that we might be the oil of gladness for those who mourn. Come, that we might bind up, as Isaiah says, the lonely, the desolate, and the brokenhearted. Come, that we might be workers for liberation and justice and sustainers of growth. Come to us, Emmanuel, so that we may go to others. Amen.